Okay, really happy to be joined now by Tucker St. Lawrence, who is the captain of the Newburyport High School hockey team. And Tucker, welcome to MSO and congratulations on a great year.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, obviously so many things are so difficult this season, once you guys got on the ice, tell me a little bit about what it was like, what was different for you, because, you know, you don't have the locker rooms and stuff like that, but in terms of being coached, being, practicing on the ice, going to practice, leaving practice, what was it like at the Graf for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think right off the bat, there's a lot of big differences. You know, hockey's definitely one of those sports where you're definitely really close physically with a lot of people a lot of times. So I think the biggest difference is probably just the fact that, you know, we always had to be wearing masks and there were no locker rooms. And there was this rule that they implemented this year where if people were in a scrum along the boards for longer than around 5 seconds, they would blow the whistle because of close contact.
Have you always played defense?
Yeah, I think ever since I was like Mite Instructionals, so pretty much as long as you could play, I think.
I haven't had a chance to see you guys this year. I was only able to do one hockey game. Tell me a little bit about your defensive style as captain. Do you are you sort of a quarterback there? Are you an offensive player? You take it and get it out of the zone, or strictly a defensive defenseman?
I think as much as I try to be an offensive defenseman, I think my skill set is probably more of just like a simple defensive game. But I think every now and then I try to make some offensive plays too.
What does Coach Yamin expect? What did he expect from you at the beginning of the year as captain? Did he lay some stuff on you on how to work with the kids or the younger guys or just say we need you out there?
Yeah, I was an assistant captain last year, so I've kind of observed captains over the years and just tried to mimic what they did and just try to create a good team culture. He was pretty hands off with what he expects from the captains, but I think his expectations are pretty clear.
In terms of guys on the ice, they rely on you. You have to rely on some of them. Who are some of the kids that you played with over the years that you had a real good rapport with this year?
This year, I mean, I think definitely Owen Spence. We played a lot of time together on the blue line this year, and we spent a lot of time in youth hockey together as well. So I think we had a pretty good chemistry going. But a lot of these kids, I mean, there's 12 seniors, so I played with a lot of them growing up, and I think that was pretty important for us.
I was just talking to the Winthrop High School hockey coach, and I was wondering if at some point they're going to have a reunion for this year's team down the road, because you guys don't get to do your spaghetti dinners. As you said, when you're in the trenches and you're out there getting clobbered or clobbering other people, you tend to get close to the guys, your teammates, and you're not going to probably be able to have a banquet and that kind of thing. So are you guys going to get together at some point and say, okay, let's get together for a reunion when this whole thing clears? Are you thought about that yet?
Yeah, we had actually just kind of been talking to Coach Yamin a little bit about that. In past years, instead of a banquet, we've just kind of done this little 3-on-3 tournament within the team, which has been super fun and kind of a last hurrah for some of the kids who aren't going to be playing hockey at the high school again. And I think we'll probably do something like that again this year.
Do you play other sports, Trevor?
I usually play soccer in the fall, but I decided not to this year, just kind of to focus on college applications and stuff like that.
All right, I've
ran track in springs past before.
Okay, I want to get to the academic stuff and the college stuff in a minute here, but a great competitive season in the Cape Ann League as well as the Northeastern Conference. Masconomet, as you know, moved over to the NEC. And lo and behold, you and Triton are just like two heavyweights going on. So reflect on those games for me, because at one point, each team had won against the other, and each team had tied, and then you finally had this little tournament at the end. Tell me a little bit about that rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, I think every kid on our team just has the Triton games circled on the calendar every year. It's always a competitive game, and they're always a pretty strong team. And especially this year, I think we are kind of viewed as the two top teams in the league, so I think it was pretty special for us to be able to play four times and especially finish it off in such a big game like that.
Was there any point in any of the games when you said, like, oh, crap, they get us this time?
Our third game against them, they really just brought a lot of energy, and that was the game we lost to them, and they had a really strong game that day, and we just fell asleep a little bit, and they got the best of us that day, but I'd say definitely that day they brought it to us.
All right, if I'm talking to you and I'm meeting you as an adult and you haven't played in 10 years and I say, hey, Trevor, man, what's the first thing that comes to mind being a captain at Newburyport High School? What's your answer going to be?
My name's Tucker, but
I keep calling you. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm calling you Trevor. You're Tucker St. Lawrence. Thank you for correcting me.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I think, I mean, this year is definitely really tough because you don't get to have a lot of the same team camaraderie that you usually would, you know, like I said, with the locker rooms and, you know, no pasta parties or anything. But I think definitely just all the relationships that you build with your teammates, I think, is really important. I've made a lot of friends this year and become a lot closer with my teammates.
One highlight that you can remember playing varsity hockey, either a personal highlight or team highlight that jumps out at you?
This was as a freshman, I believe, or it's either a freshman or a sophomore, but I think we were out at the Warrior Arena, and we were playing St. Mary's, and we had a great game, and we beat them, and it was kind of just this great moment of a small public school beating a kind of a powerhouse private school, and I think that was a pretty memorable experience.
Well, I think your sophomore or junior, I can't remember, I think it was your sophomore year, I actually was up at the Graff when we did the St. Mary's game, that game. And yeah, to beat a Catholic, you know, is most excellent. Finally, I think, in terms of sports, I just dropped my microphone here. Hold on, Tucker. In terms of sports, when you're a freshman, you know, you get on the ice, you go to class or whatever, and you see these other kids who may be bigger than you, they may be more mature than you, and they may know a lot more than you do at that point. And then all of a sudden, bang, you're a senior. How fast did that go for you?
Yeah, I think every senior at their senior banquet says to the freshman, you know, like, enjoy it while it lasts. It goes fast. And every single freshman kind of, you know, rolls their eyes and goes, yeah, all right. Like, I've heard this a million times. But truly, it feels like a blink of an eye.
I can believe that. All right, so tell me about college applications and so forth. What do you got for courses? What's your course load right now as you probably are experiencing a little senioritis?
Yeah, I'm taking a couple AP classes and a couple honors classes. It's definitely been a different school year with, you know, the online style. It's not my favorite, but definitely could be a lot worse.
What do you got for AP?
Taking AP Literature, AP Stats, and AP Environmental Science.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so you're up there. That's most exciting to know. All around, student athlete, we love it. Tucker St. Lawrence, captain of the Newburyport High School Clippers. And what do you got for? What are you looking at for schools now next year?
I haven't heard back from most of them. I think I'll hear most of them in March. But I really like UVM, a couple of schools out in California. I'm not really sure. Maybe a couple of schools in Maine have looked at some in New York. St. Lawrence is pretty cool.
Well, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You got to go up to Quebec City, too, and see the St. Lawrence up there. But, yeah, I get you. What about what do you think you might want to study or major in?
I think I'm planning on majoring in chemistry.
Chemistry. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a math teacher, and chemistry was my toughest subject. So, man, good luck with you. That's tremendous. Did you get to visit any schools?
Yeah, there were a couple schools that I visited in the fall. Some of them weren't actual tours. I just kind of went and wandered around the campus and kind of checked it out for myself. But some schools had actual tours. It was kind of hard to find, but a couple had actual tours.
Well, I got to tell you that you're most amazing to listen to and talk to, and every time I talk to you student athletes, I know that we're in good hands. We all feel as adults and as educators so bad that you've had to go through this crap, but you have navigated it magnificently, and congratulations on balancing both academics and athletics this way because it's got to be so difficult. And congratulations on winning the KPN League. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was definitely a pretty unforgettable senior year.
That is Tucker St. Lawrence, who is the captain of the Newburyport High School hockey team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.